大家来思考的题目是四种拜神的态度。
Topic for consideration this morning is four attitudes of worshiping God.
我们今天早上主要要以旧约圣经撒母耳记下第六章为我们来查考的范围。
So this morning we will base our sharing on 2 Samuel chapter 6.
撒母耳记下第六章记载了三千年前大卫王国建立之后信仰上的一件大事。
And so 2 Samuel chapter 6 records a great event that happened during David's reign.
大卫打下了大卫城，就是后来改名为耶路撒冷的地方。
After David conquered the city of David, which is renamed Jerusalem.
然后他也登基为王了。
And he reigned as king.
所以这里记载他重新要迎接神的约柜，进到当时的王城。大卫城里面。
And so here this passage records how David wanted to welcome the ark to be brought to his city in Jerusalem.
照理说这是一件大喜事。
And so in theory this should be a celebratory event.
但是我们会发现这里面也发现了一些让人家遗憾的事情。
However, we found that this event ended in tragedy.
在这一章经文当中几个人的反应以及作为中，
In this passage, we find a few characters and their response and their actions.
我们看到了神对于这些人的回应是怎么样的。
We see how God responded to their actions.
我们现在就先把这一段经文一起来看过一遍。
And first, we'll read through this passage.
请翻开旧约圣经撒母耳记下第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
从第一节到二十三节。
Verse 1-23.
请翻译慢慢把它念过一次。
2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1-23. Verse 1. Again, David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000. Verse 2. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the ark of God, whose name is called by the name the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. Verse 3. So they set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab.Which was on the hill, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. Verse 4. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. Verse 5. Then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord on all kinds of instruments of fir wood, on harps, on string instruments, on tambourines, on sistrums, and on cymbals. Verse 6. And when they came to Nachon's threshing floor,Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen's stumble was 7. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God. Verse 8, and David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. Verse 9.David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, How can the ark of the Lord come to me? Verse 10. So David would not move the ark of the Lord with him into the city of David, but David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. 11. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. 12. Now it was told King David, saying, The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house ofObed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. 13. And so it was when those bearing the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces that he sacrificed oxen, fatted sheep. Verse 14. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. 15. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. 16.Now as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. 17. So they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord.18. And when David had finished offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. 19. Then he distributed among all the people, among the whole multitude of Israel, both the women and the men, to everyone a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. 20. Then David returned to bless his household, and Michal the son of Saul came out to meet David and said,How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servant, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. 21. So David said to Michal, It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord. 22, and I will be even more undignified than this and will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor. 23, therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death.
好，谢谢翻译，感谢主。我们将这一章的经文大略看过了一次。
So we roughly read through this passage.
不晓得大家看完对这当中几个人物有什么样的感受
？So I wonder how you feel about the characters that's been mentioned in this chapter.
我们常常彼此对说，我们的神是又真又活的神。
We often encourage each other that the God we worship is the living God.
什么叫做又真又活的神呢
？What is this true and living God?
我们来看旧约圣经约伯记三十四章的十一到十二节。
And if we read Job chapter 34, verse 11 to 12.
约伯记三十四章十一到十二节。
Job chapter 34, verse 11 to 12. Verse 11, for he repays man according to his work and makes man to find a reward according to his way. Verse 12, surely God will never do wickedly, nor will the Almighty pervert justice.
这个经文里面的他指的就是天地独一的主，我们的神。
So this he in this verse refers to our one true God in heaven.
说他一定会报应人。
He will repay men.
这个报应人啊，是指的如果人作恶了，神一定会让他付出代价。
Repaying means if someone does wickedness, then God will repay him.
那后面说使个人照所行的得报。
And it will reward those according to their way.
Reward 嘛，如果做得好啦，神就会赏赐他。
If a person does well, God will reward this person.
这一节可以说就是在形容我们的神是又真又活的。
This verse can be used to describe our God is a true and living God.
而且还说他不偏离他的公平，他是公义的。
And he is just, he will not pervert justice.
但是我们现在一般人对于神的理解是怎么样呢
？However, what is a general understanding towards God these days?
我们总觉得我们的神很宽容，甚至太宽容了。
It is a view that God is always forbearing and overbearing.
甚至现在很多世界上的人，包括很多基督徒，都觉得神不再有动作了，不再有作为了。
Many people in this world, including many Christians, felt that God is not taking any actions anymore.
他不知道这是新约圣经里所说的，这是神的延迟。
And they don't understand that this is what is taught in the New Testament that God is forbearing towards us.
这是新约圣经彼得前书告诉我们的，神并不是单言，而是他愿意人人都悔改。
In 2 Peter, where it tells us that God is not delaying, but he is hoping everyone will come to repentance.
但是我们大多数的时间都觉得，为什么神反应这么慢呢
？But most of us would then feel that why is God so slow in taking actions？
甚至像小弟讲的，误解神不再管理跟掌握这个世界。
And misunderstood that God is no longer ruler over this world。
我们很少现在有人认为神的报应很快啊。
It's rare these days people think that God takes swift actions。
可是，在我们早上读的这一章。撒母耳记下第六章的经文，我们读了怎么样呢
？But when we read the passage in 2 Samuel chapter 6, how do we feel？
我们看到神相当迅速的对于人的作为做出了一个回应。
We here see God swiftly took actions against man's actions。
为什么这样子？就是为了要写在圣经里面呢
？Why it is because to record this event in the Bible？
神要用这个事迹，让在这之后的每一个人。能够很快的去学到教训。
Through this incident, that we are able to quickly gain some lessons.
所以神在这里快速的回应，是神特别的作为。
Therefore, when God took swift action here, is His a very unique actions.
虽然是特别的作为，却是他一直以来直到永远都会有的作为。
He's acted specially, but it is an action that He will be consistent until the end.
因为神是一样的，永不改变啊。
Because God is the same, He never changed.
也希望我们在这经文当中，能够再一次利用灵恩会来省察我们自己的信仰。
So it is hoped that through these passages we take and self-reflect on our faith.
表面上看来，刚才我们所读在第六章当中的几个人物或角色。
And from this chapter we read a few characters.
读到大卫王嘛，对不对
？We read about David.
有提到他的太太米甲。
And his wife Michal.
还有我们看到了亚比拿达。
And Abinadab.
乌撒。
乌撒。
还有啊， 厄别以东这些人
and Obed-Nedom, etc.
各位，大家发现他们有没有共通点呢？
Do you find a common point between all these characters?
这一章完全没有在讲不信神的人。
And these passage talks no, don't talk about those who don't believe in God.
你们想是不是这样子？
So is that not so?
撒母耳记下第六章讲的全部都是信神，全部都是侍奉神的人。
Everyone,
有没有发觉？
Everyone mentioned in chapter 6 are all who believed in God, all who serve God.
就好像我们当中有些慕道朋友的话，可能是晚上慕道会才会来啊。
And for example, our true singing friends, perhaps they would only attend at night time.
但是我想应该灵恩会坐在这里的 90% 以上或者 95% 以上都是我们的信徒，都是要寻求神侍奉神的，是不是啊？
I believe that 90 to 95% of those seated here are those who believe in God and who pursue after God.
照我们的想法，亲近神侍奉神不就应该被神所喜爱，得到神的赏赐吗？
Isn't it our thought that when we serve God, then we should be rewarded by God?
这也是世界上几乎所有的基督徒的朋友他们在想的。
And this is the mindset throughout across the Christianity.
可是今天我们真耶稣教会是神特别拣选的，是唯一得救的教会啊。
The true Jesus Church is a church chosen by God, the only church that leads to salvation.
所以我们不只去想一般基督徒所想的。
Therefore, our mindset is not that like those of other Christians.
我们更要从圣经的经文里面去了解神在想什么。
We must understand from the Bible what God is thinking.
你们觉得要不要去想神在想什么啊？
Should we think about what God is thinking?
今天我们大家都来侍奉神，都来敬拜他。
We are all here to worship Him and serve Him.
结果看到了这第六章里面的这些拜神的人，却面对了不同的结果，有没有发现？
But when we see in this passage, those who worship God, they had different consequences. Do you see it?
归根究底，这就是我们题目所讲的。
So this is
拜神的态度不一样，一样在拜神。
And so this comes back to our topic. All of them worship God, but their attitudes are different.
他们拜对了神啊。
They worship the right God.
他们拜同一个神啊
They worship the same God.
他们不是没有来侍奉他
So they did come and serve him.
他们不是不愿意亲近他
It's not that they don't want to draw close.
可是结果这么不一样，就在这23节经文里面。
But why is it that all their outcomes were so different in these 23 verses?
所以我们接下来要赶快来查考，利用上午两节的时间。
So this morning, the two sessions, we will study this.
我们先来看这里面第一个人物跟角色。
First character,
让我们翻回撒母耳记下第六章
2 Samuel chapter 6
刚才翻译的姐妹帮我们读的第三节到第七节就在描写这一个人物
Verse 3 to verse 7 describes this character
好，所以第三节到第七节主要在描写谁大家再看一下
And who is this verses verse 3 to verse 7 describing
主要在描写乌撒这个人对不对
And it describes this character called Uzzah.
我们简单来总结一下对于乌撒拜神跟侍奉神的态度我们到底看出了什么
Let's summarize Uzzah's attitude in worshiping God.
来大家想一想哦他们现在要把神的约柜从某一个地点运进王城大卫城就是后来的 Jerusalem。
So now they're trying to transport the Ark of God from the original place to now Jerusalem.
所以他有没有侍奉神?
Did he serve God?
而且他不只侍奉神啊, 他们非常看重这一件事。
Not only did he serve God, but he placed importance in this matter.
你知道从经文里面我们知道他有多看重吗?
And how much importance did he place?
他们特别去做了一台有轮子的牛车啊
！And they actually went and built a wheeled cart.
我不晓得在这里的弟兄姐妹，你们在墨尔本或澳洲这里有没有看过牛车啊
？I'm not sure whether you've seen an oxen cart before.
有看过的请举手。
Hands up if you have seen one.
啊，这里没有牛车啊
！There's no oxen carts here.
不管是两个轮子或四个轮子的、啊、
，Two wheels or four wheels.
在小弟住的那个台湾的地方，乡下还是看得到牛车啊，两个大轮子啊。
Where I'm from, you can still see wheel carts.
什么叫做牛车啊？不管它的形状怎么样啊，前面就把那个轭放在牛的肩膀跟脖子上，让牛来拖，对不对
？And so the oxen carts will have a yoke placed on the oxen to drag the cart.
在座的诸圣徒啊，不要把 这里记载的牛车想成我们现在的牛车那么简单啊。
So for those who are reading, don't think that the cart that is described in the Bible is like how we see today.
我们现在看到牛车，或许你以为它只是古董而已。
Today when we see the oxen carts, we may think that it is antique.
或许认为它的价值不高啊。
We don't think that it has much value.
总比我们家那个BMW 或者是 Benz 的价值还低吧
？Not as valuable as the cars that we have.
各位，你要发觉呀、啊，记载这件事是在什么时候？三千年前，还记得吗
？So we need to remember this incident is recorded that happened 3,000 years ago.
那个时候的人拿得到我们现在的菜刀吗
？And at the time, do they have the instruments or tools we have?
那个时候的以色列百姓啊，只有王有刀啊，连百姓都没有金属打造的东西，知道吗
？The Israelites at the time don't have weapons. Only the kings would arms with weapons.
小弟想这个意思就是三千年前这个时候的牛车多么的宝贵啊
！So I was thinking the oxen cart in those days.How precious it would be.
那个时候要造出可以跑、可以行、有两个轮子或四个轮子的东西，很不简单啊。
To be able to build an oxen cart that is able to transport an object is not an easy feat.
小弟记得有一次我到日本去旅游。
And once I was visiting and traveling Japan.
参观了那个日本战国时代留下来的 castle 城堡。
And I visited the castles.
然后走到那个城堡里面去参观。
And I was touring around the castle.
哇，我看到一个很大的玻璃橱，里面放了一个东西。
And I saw in a window cabinet there's something there.
那个东西啊，我第一个感觉就是我这么胖，一定挤不进去。
In the display cabinet, my first thought is I'm such a big size, I can't squeeze into.
那个东西上面有一条杠。然后外面的漆啊，漆的非常的精致美丽，它是一顶轿子，轿子你们知道吗？就是用来抬人用的人要坐在那个 box 里面啊
is like a carriage. Sorry, the display cabinet was displaying a carriage.
啊，对对对，所以啊，那个是我看那个东西那么小啊，我就说，哎呦，这种东西坐进去活受罪。
And so I was thinking the carriage is such a small size, I won't be able to fit in there.
哇，旁边那个导游就跟我讲啊，你不要小看这个东西啊。
So the tour guide said, don't underestimate this little carriage.
这个在离现在五六百年前呐、啊，是日本的诸侯跟王跟公子才王跟公主才能坐的啊。
So 500-600 years ago, this carriage is only be able to be set upon by the royal family.
在四五百年前的时候，这一顶轿子比五栋房子价格还贵啊。
400 years ago, these type of carriages is more pricier than a house.
我看我这胖子挤进去就把它挤破了。
So if I were to try to squeeze myself,
要我宁愿走路，我才不坐那个、啊。
You'll be broken, and I'd rather walk rather than sit on this carriage.
小弟在讲什么
？So what am I? What's my point?
你们在看经文，三千年前他们特别做了一台牛车，你知道什么意思吗
？The oxen cart that was purposely built 3,000 years ago.
你们如果没有办法体会出这些侍奉者的心意
，So if we can't appreciate those who are serving God,
你们就把它想象成现在好了。
The intention, then let's bring apply it to modern day.
假设这个是讲台，假设这个是约柜。
Imagine this pulpit is the where the Ark of Covenant sits.
然后现在我们北边有一个。会堂在整修嘛
？And so on the north now we have the Preston renovation project.
然后整修完了、
啊，
决定把这个珍贵的东西运到那一个修缮好的会堂里面。
Imagine once the renovation finished, we need to transport this ark to the new church building.
为了要运这个木头做的东西，我们植物会做了一个决定。
So in order to transport this ark, which is made of wood, church council made a decision.
我们决定要买一台新的宾利。你们知道什么是宾利吗
？And so the church council made a decision to buy a new Bentley.
宾利没听过，你们听过劳斯莱斯吗
？Rolls Royce or Rolls Royce？
你们问下面，我不会英文。
Rolls Royce。
这样听得懂吗？植物会决定买一台全新的劳斯莱斯来运这一块木头，运到北边的会堂那边去。
So church council made a decision to buy an either a new Bentley or Rolls Royce to transport this ark to Preston.
我问大家，你们觉得这份心意这么珍贵啊
？And so can you then appreciate this intention for the church council?
三千年前这一台牛车啊，就类似现在的宾利跟劳斯莱斯啊，你们知道吗
？Oxen cart back in 3,000 years ago is the equivalent of Bentley and Rolls Royce today.
所以你们能够体会出。这些侍奉者跟大卫王的心意了吗
？So we can appreciate King David's and these serving brethren.
他们多重视这一件事
？How important they place on this matter？
结果啊，那个牛车走啊走啊，走到那个第六节写说，到了一个 晒五谷的场所。
But the oxen cart, and as it traveled over a threshing floor,
发生了一件事，
something
牛快要跌倒了。Some, 我们华语叫做牛失前蹄。
And so something happened, and the oxen stumbled.
好了，结果哎，或许这个牛车倾了一下。或许那个乌龟也不一定真的会掉下来。
And perhaps the oxen tripped, and the ark of covenant perhaps may not fall.
我问大家，你站在约柜旁边跟后面。
If you were to stand beside or behind the ark.
然后看见这个车子一颠簸，那个约柜好像要掉下来啦。
You see the cart is about to trip, and the ark is about to fall.
你就站在那里，掉就掉呗。
Do you
是这样子吗
？Do you stand there stationary, not moving?
掉下去干我啥事啊，对不对
？And if it falls, let it fall.
没有啊，那个时候这个叫乌撒的人，怕他倾倒，怕他掉下来，好心好意，很热心的，赶快把他扶住，有没有
？But Uzzah, afraid of the falling of the ark, put his hand to the ark of God.
小弟问大家，他做这个动作是因为坏心吗
？Let me ask, did he do this out of bad intention?
他做这个动作是故意要惹神生气的吗
？Is his action deliberately to incur God's wrath?
他做这个动作是为了谁呀
？What did he do this for?
你们不敢讲话，是为了谁啊
？Who did he do this for？
他以为是为了神，知道吗
？He thought he did it for God。
他赶快扶住约柜。
He quickly
他是不是为了神啊
？Isn't it for God？
要不然是多管闲事吗
？Otherwise he's not minding his own business。
他好心呐、啊。
And he had good intentions。
他热心呐、啊。
And he's very zealous。
他动机良善呐、啊。
And he had good motives。
结果这么一扶，约柜没有掉下来，神把他啪。
But、
把他杀了。
He put his hand out, and God struck him down.
问题在哪里
？Where was the problem？
因为神告诉过地面上的人，约柜不是用牛车载的，也不可以用手摸啊。
Problem lies on God already instructed them that the ark was not to be transported through with the cart, but it needs to be carried.
我们一起来看旧约圣经《生命记》十章第八节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 18.
生命记十章第八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8. Apologies. Verse 8. Chapter 10, verse 8. At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord to stand before the Lord to minister to him and to bless in his name to this day.
大家有看到了哈、哦，这个中文叫做抬。
And so here to bear。
你们知道抬是什么动作吗
？To carry。
好啊，神没有吩咐其他的方法。
God did not instruct any other way。
然后我们再来看哦，更前面的出埃及记，神是怎么讲的？神不只讲了一次、啊。
If we trace earlier in the book of Exodus, God repeated His message。
我们请看出埃及记二十五章的十到十五节。
Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章十到十五节。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 10 to 15. Verse 10. And they shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits shall be its length, 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height, 11. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, inside and out you shall overlay it, and shall make on it a molding of gold all around, 12. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in its 4 corners, 2 rings shall be on one side, 2 rings on the other side, 13. And you shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, 14. You shall put the poles into the rings on the side of the ark, that the ark may be carried by them, 15. The poles shall be in the rings of the ark, they shall not be taken from it.
看到了那个字吗 The poles.
Do you see?
要在哪里呢
Poles, where's the poles?
要在那个环中不可以抽出来。你们想想为什么神吩咐不可以抽出来
？So poles needs to be put into the rings on the side of the ark and cannot be taken out.
因为神知道早晚这个约柜要移动啊。
Because God knows the ark needed to be moved.
怕有人抽出来了就忘掉了，这个约柜要怎么移动啊
？So if the poles were taken out, then someone will forget how to transport it.
而且还不止规定这个动作，还规定只有 Levi 里面的某一个家族叫做 Kohath。
And,
他们才能够来抬啊
And there are also specific instruction. Not anyone can carry them. Only the Kohathites of the tribe of Levi can carry them.
我们的神就是这个个性。
And this is how God is.
旧约圣经约伯记不是讲过一个经节吗？
And isn't this recorded in the book of Job?
说我们要认识神，平安就临到我们，是不是这样子？
That we need to come to know God.Then peace will come to us.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们现在坐在这里呀，不只要领受神的恩典、神的福气跟神的爱。
All of us seated here, and we wish to receive the love and blessings from God.
我们坐在这里，一个很重要，现在正在做的就是要认识这一位至高独一的神，他是什么样的想法跟个性。
But one thing is very important as we seated here is to understand what is God and what is His character.Character is like.
小弟说个性比较奇怪，好像用来形容人，应该说神性啊。
And so the divine, understand the divine nature of God.
这个神啊，从头到尾从来没变过。
And this God has never changed from the beginning to the end.
你就知道他有多么重视细节，这些细节不是摩西发明的哦， so、是神吩咐的。
We see how much God places importance on details, and it's not invented by Moses.
所以他是一个非常细心重视细节的神。
So God is a very detailed, and it puts emphasis on intricate things.
那我们想一想，为什么约柜只能够抬呢？
So why is it that the ark can only be carried?
因为到了新约，圣经告诉我们，旧约这些影子全部变成实体啦。
And because Bible teaches us that the things in the Old Testament is the shadow of the real things.
希伯来书的经文我们不翻啦，告诉我们这个约柜跟约柜里的东西都是预表什么呢？
And so in the Hebrews, it tells us what does the ark, ark of the covenant and the items in it represent.
你们还记得约柜里面放了什么吗？
And so do you remember what is put inside the ark?
写了神十诫的法版，对不对？
Tablets of the Ten Commandments.
可是到希伯来书第七章去的时候，里面好像又多了另外两个东西，我们这里不细说了。
But in Hebrews chapter 7, it contains two extra items.
约柜其实就是在预表后来道成肉身的神耶稣基督他本身。
Ark of the Covenant prefigures our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督来就是将他的真理跟话语把他同天父领受的一切全部赐给我们。他就是神的话。
And Jesus came and he brought with him the word of God. He is the word of God.
旧约的百姓不知道啊。
The Israelites didn't know at the time.
但是后来新约的我们知道啊。
But now in the old New Testament we understand.
所以神规定在旧约的时候，约柜只能抬。
And this is why the ark in the Old Testament instruction were to be carried.
约柜如果抬在这里啊，那约柜就跟我们的心一样高，知道吧？
When you're carrying the ark at our same height level, then it is at the same level as our heart.
这代表我们要把神的话跟耶稣基督放在我们的心上，而不是挂在墙上。
Meaning we need to put the word of God in our hearts.
如果约柜抬在这里的话，那它就比我们的头还高，对不对？
And if the ark was to be carried above us, means it's higher than us.
那代表我们平常所想的，他要比我们的头还高，我们要尊主为大，要以他的意思为我们的意思，这样了解吗？
And higher than our thoughts and higher than our own will.
因为耶稣基督就是那个实体，约柜只不过是影子，所以现在神故意让我们找不到约柜了，因为耶稣来了。
The ark is only a shadow and the real substance is Jesus Christ.
所以我们讲乌撒他。他们很注重这件事，也很好心，很热心。
So Uzzah had good intention.
但是他们没有想到，他们所做的不是神原来讲的，不是神所吩咐的。
However, have neglected that what they have done is not according to what God had instructed them.
这个时候，我们当中有人就会想啦，哎，这个是紧急事件啊。
So we might think this is an emergency matter.
难道这个紧急状况发生的时候，我们不能够一时应变吗？
So in the emergency situation, can't we just be reactive?
神有这么苛刻吗？
And is God so harsh?
小弟劝大家不要把神想得这么苛刻，而是神需要敬畏。
And I encourage you not to think that God is harsh, but rather God needs to be feared.
我们想的没有错，确实这是一个紧急状况。
Yes, definitely this is an emergency situation.
但是大家知道吗？你们发现人通常在紧急的时候没有时间再去多想的时候，
But when it is often in the emergency situation when we don't have much time to think,
我们做出来的动作跟反应才是平常我们心里面最实在的东西，会不会发现是这样子？
It is the actions that we take that reflects our true nature.
因为我们来不及去假装了。
And because we don't have time to pretend anymore.
我们来不及去变更我们要说什么了。
And we don't have time to change what we want to say.
就是因为是 emergency, 所以那个时候的反应才是最真实的我们。
And because it's emergency, so our action reflects our true nature.
我们看看乌撒。
So we look at Uzza.
乌撒那么好心，结果他的下场是什么？
Uzza had such good intentions.
我们等一下来讲。为什么是这样子？
So, and we'll look at his outcome. We will now talk about.
我们看到另外一个人啊，其实圣经里面不止另外一个人，好多人都犯着这个错误啊。
And in the Bible, there's often other characters who did the same mistake.
我们来讲近一点的，另外一个人就是大卫的岳父。
And so another person is the David's father-in-law.
扫罗王。
King Saul.
他也犯了这个错误。
Also done the same mistake.
我们来看旧约圣经撒母耳记上13章8到14节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8.
撒母耳记上13章的8到14节。
1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8 to
8到14.
8 to 14. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8 to 14.
请念。
Verse 8.Then he waited 7 days according to the time set by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. 9. So Saul said, Bring a burnt offering and peace offering here to me. And he offered the burnt offering. 10. Now it happened, as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering, that Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him, that he might greet him.
好，到十二节。
To verse 12, verse 11, and Samuel said, What have you done? Saul said, When I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that you did not come within the days appointed, and that the Philistine gathered together at Michmash, 12, then I said, The Philistine will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord. Therefore I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering.
请继续念到十四节。
To verse 14, verse 13, and Samuel said to Saul, And you have done foolishly, you have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. 14, but now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you.
大家看到扫罗王做的啦。
We see here Saul's action.
你们知道在旧约时期有三种类是被神所膏的。
And so in the Old Testament, there are three types of people anointed by God.
王、先知、祭司。
Kings, prophets, and priests.
旧约圣经记载，这三类人都是被神所高所拣选的。
These three types of people were chosen and anointed by God.
可是，一样是被神所高，他们做的工作跟任务是一样的吗
？And even though they're all anointed, but do they have the same responsibilities?
不一样哎。
Different.
王是来治理神在地面上的百姓跟国度哎。
A king is supposed to rule over God's people on earth.
祭司是在办理神跟人之间所有的事，宣告神的律法。
Priest is the mediator between God and his people to proclaim God's laws.
先知被神感动差遣，要去执行神的特别任务，宣告神的话语。
Prophets are moved by God to proclaim God's message.
虽然一样都是被膏的，工作不一样。
They were all anointed, but their work scope is different.
所以你们看到有一天啊。扫罗王要出去战争了。
So one day when Saul was about to go out to battle,
他在等先知撒母耳来献祭。
He is waiting for Prophet Samuel to come and offer sacrifices.
撒母耳也是当时的大祭司啊。
And Samuel was the high priest at the time.
结果啊，等啊等啊，还没到，也不晓得是飞机迟到了。
He waited a long time and Samuel hadn't arrived.
还是车子故障了。
Not sure what had happened there.
结果他一直等不到这个该来的人来啊，他自己就上来献祭了。
He kept waiting, and when Samuel did not turn up, he took the matters upon himself.
撒母耳先知一来问说：“你做的是什么事呢？”
And when Samuel arrived, he immediately asked him, "What have you done?"
哇，各位，你们在看那个第十一节跟第十二节，他有没有扫罗王有没有很多理由啊
？In verse 11 to 12, we see Saul had many excuses.
真是 excuses， 有四大 excuses。
He had four big excuses。
第一个他说啊，哎呀，我看百姓开始离开我了。
And he said, firstly, the people started to scatter from me.
因为这些百姓大多数不是正规军队，他们平常是在种田的。
And because these people were normally farmers, not military.
现在是为了战争啊，不是种田了，种田牧羊做农事的了。
They are shepherds.
现在为了战争被召集起来啊！
But because of the war now, they gather together.
搞不好里面一堆还拿着石头、拿着锄头啊！
And so they would probably arming themselves with very normal tools.
他们心里面对非利士大军已经很害怕了。
And they are already very fearful of the Philistines
结果现在他们仰望的祭司撒母耳还没有到，还没献祭，有些人就说啊，那干脆不要了，开始回家了。
And now the long-awaited prophet Samuel has not arrived. They decided it's probably best to go
home. 所以扫罗说，这个时候已经军心涣散了。
And so Saul is already feeling the demotivation of the people.
第二个理由大家看到吗？他在怪撒母耳。
Second reason, Saul was blaming Samuel.
十一节中间说，你没有照所定的日期来，你没有照你的时间来呢，你不准时呢。
In verse 11, Saul said, Samuel, you did not come within the days appointed.
是你不准时耶。
You did not keep your time.
我看到第三个理由。
Third reason.
人家非利士人全部准备好了耶。
The Philistines were all ready.
他们不是神的军队都准备好了，我们是神的军队，你看看这副样子，你看看这个先知。
They're not God's army, but the enemy is ready, but look at us, God's army.
哇，第四个理由更近前啊，看十二节不得了啊。
Fourth reason is even more godly reason.
他把祷告抬出来耶。
And he put out that he prayed supplication.
恐怕我没有向神祷告啊，出去就完蛋了。
And so he's scared that he has not made prayer of supplication, so when we go out to battle, he would be finished.
各位，这在华语里面叫做振振有词，我不晓得这怎么翻译啊。
So he had excuse for
everything. 讲得太 powerful 了，讲得太 reasonable 了，对不对？
He has a lot of logical reasons.
你以为神信这一套啊？
And so do you think God will believe his reasons?
所以接下来十三节，先知撒母耳说：“
Verse 13,
你做了糊涂事了。”
Verse 13, Samuel said to him, "You have done foolishly."
没有遵守。
You have not kept the command.
对的，你再好心好意 ，excuses 再多，再 reasonable， 再 powerful 都一样啊。
Even the very logical or reasonable you, and many excuses you have，
你做的就不是原来神吩咐的。
What you did still have not kept God's command.
所以十四节结局就来了。
Therefore, 14 is the consequence.
你完了。
You are finished.
本来你的国位可以永永远远，你现在完了，
your,
到你的这一代就完了。
Your kingdom was meant to continue forever, but now it shall not
continue. 所以后来这个王跟他的儿子们全部死在战场，断绝了。
King Saul and his sons all died in battle.
因为神说我要找另外一个合我心意的人。
Because God said he will sort for himself a man after his own heart.
基本上他会重视我讲的话，照我所说的一切去做，基本上他会这样子。
A man that will listen to my words and do according to my words.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们要做一个小结论啊。
And brothers and sisters, we need to make a mini conclusion here.
我们常常借着自己的热心在服侍神。
We often serve God out of our own zeal.
来表达我们对神的爱。
To express our love for God.
如果我们侍奉的方式跟过程，
But if the method of our serving and process of our serving,
自以为是我们的动机是好的，是对的，
Even if it comes from good intention,
而且不止我认为好啊，旁边很多人都认为很好啊，
And not only I think it's a good method, or and people around me think it's a good method,
然后跟圣经所吩咐的不一样啊，
But when compared to the Bible, it's different from the teachings.
这样的爱在神的眼中是不周全的，
Then this type of love is imperfect in the eyes of God.
其实换一句话说，等于是轻慢了神。
In other words, we are despising God.
我们说，比如说洗礼要怎么洗礼啊
？For example, our mode of water baptism.
你知道那个快要死的，我们要从医院抬出来，用担架把它抬进水里面向下。
Even those on their deathbed, we need to carry them out of the hospital and bring them to the water.
小弟就亲身背过几个下去洗礼，我要趴到水底下去啊。
I myself have carried some of the candidates.
还有那种全身插满了管子的，我们叫护理师来帮他做好准备，和医师来啊。
Even those that are so sick.They have many tubes stuck to them.
神爱我们，真的要这样子吗？
So if God loved us, we need to go down this path.
用这个不是更快？
Isn't it quicker to do this instead?
或者拿一个很漂亮的杯子拿起来，阿们，主祝福你，不是更快？
Or water in a cup and just sprinkling, isn't that quicker?
你们知道现在有些教派还有干洗的，你知道吗？干洗啊。
And in some church, other church denomination, there's also
连一滴水都没有啊。
Waterless baptism.
他们说什么呢？神爱我们，不会在乎这些。
They describe God loves us. God will not pay attention to all these details.
圣餐要怎么办
？How do we conduct Holy Communion?
为什么明天安息日我们要特别来，而不是改成 Sunday?
What is it that it's tomorrow that we need to come especially for this and not on Sunday?
大家要注意啊。
Let's pay attention. This is what we need to pay attention to.
圣经里面想要我们注重的，很多基督徒却不注重。
There's many things in the Bible that we need to pay attention to that many
Christians don't. 圣经里面没有的，我们倒是一直发明，以为我们很有智慧，很有爱心。很热心。
But there are many things in the Bible that's not said, but we create ourselves out of our own
love and good intention. 该注重的不注重，不
对。And things we ought to pay attention, we don't. That's not right.
没有写在圣经里面的，也不要乱发明。
And what's not written in the Bible, we should not add to ourselves.
小弟记得我在台湾总会教牧处的时候，就有人希望我们教牧处规定。
And so, when I was serving in Taiwan GA, there was a suggestion.
写了一大篇啊，说有些小孩子在会堂跑啊。有些进会堂的没有马上跪下来祷告啊，总会应该规定这个不敬虔，一进来都要走得很小声，一进来马上全部跪下来祷告，不能坐在那里休息。
And so there's a proposal that to look at all the children, and where there's an issue where they're coming to the church and running around, and they're not immediately kneeling down to pray. And so the Taiwan GA Assembly need to make some regulation to make sure that this happens.
小弟看到这一封信之后啊
，So when I read the letter。
我讲了一句讲了两句话。
So I said,
哎呀，愿神纪念他的敬虔，我们大家不要理他。
And so may I said, may the Lord remember their godly heart, but we can dismiss this.
有人认为应该这样，有人应该不认为不应该那样。请问你圣经写在哪里呀？
And so do you have many different opinions, but we need to base it on the Bible.
可是圣经叫我们要爱仇敌。我们有爱吗？
But the Bible teaches us that we need to love our enemies.
我们花多少时间为仇敌祷告？
How much time do we spend to pray for our enemies?
圣经希望我们彼此原谅我们的弟兄七十个七次，我们有这样做吗？
The Bible teaches us to forgive our brothers 77 times.
圣经希望我们好好的守安息圣日，我们都有遵守吗？
To keep the Sabbath in a proper manner.
主耶稣怎么说？
And so,
我们来看哥罗西书二章二十三节，新约圣经哥罗西书二章二十三节。
And refer to Colossians chapter 2 verse 23.
二章二十三节。
Book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 23. Colossians chapter 2 verse 23. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility.And neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh.
大家有看到这中间几个字叫做用私意崇拜吗？
So here there is self-imposed religion, false humility.
这些私意啊，有些是长老，有些是传道牧师，有些是他们的执事，还有很热心的信徒，都包括他们的私意啊。
And so self-imposed thinking.Can occur in many different members, including the ministers.
毫无功效。
But it's not effective.
毫无功效也就算了，恐怕还得罪神了。
And so, and what's worse, it might offend against God.
为什么会这样子呢？一句话而已啊。
And so, why can this happen?
我们来看新约圣经罗马书十章第二节到第三节。
And in Book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十章二到三节。
Apologies, Romans, chapter 10, verse 1 to 3.
二到三节。
Verse 2 to 3. Romans, chapter 10, verse 2 to 3. Verse 2. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but are not according to knowledge. Verse 3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God.
保罗在说他有很多弟兄啊，尤其那些犹太人，对神有热心，但没有真知识，看到了吧？
And so here Paul mentioned that there's a lot of Jewish brethren of his had zeal, but not true knowledge.
真知识就是神吩咐我们的一切话，不要发明，也不要减少。
True knowledge are the instructions that God has given to us, so we shouldn't add or remove.
所以主耶稣说，我们这些爱他的人应当怎么样呢？我们看完这个先休息。
And so, what did Jesus teach us, those who love one another?
我们来看约翰福音十四章的二十一节。
John chapter 14, verse 21.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
John chapter 14, verse 21.Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
你们都看得懂了，不用解释了。
And so this is self-explanatory.
如果没有这么做，我们跟那个乌撒又有什么差别呢？
And if we don't do this, then what difference between us and Uzzah?
我们第一节的聚会到这里，我们。